You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Here to make your day all that much better as you get the Word of God inside of you today. Lord God, we ask for your blessings now on our study and our time in your word. Lord, speak to us now through your word. Strengthen us, equip us, lead us, and guide us, and send us forth this day. In Jesus' name, amen. This is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. And that might sound like an arrogant claim to you, but it's not. Because we let God speak on this program. WGOD is a radio station or a radio program where God does the speaking and we do the listening. And we know where God speaks, and that is in his word. And I shared a secret with you. When we go to the word of God, we will hear God speak 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in his word. That's where we're in. We're in Revelation, about to start chapter 8. Let me just get out a couple of quick words of announcement. This Sunday, my sermon is entitled Skin for Skin. It's taken out of Job chapter 2 and a conversation that Satan had with God. Satan said to God, he said, all that a man has, he will give for his life. And this sermon on Sunday morning at 10:30, it's a look at how Satan tries to keep us in our comfort zone. And he wants us to sit down, not to get up. He wants us to be quiet and not to speak up. And it's a look all throughout the Bible at what the devil's done to have people sit down and be quiet instead of standing up and being counted. That's what my sermon is this Sunday. You're invited to come to Island Community Church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet at 10:30. If you are out of town, if you download this podcast from another country or hear it on the radio, never fear. The podcast will be uploaded by Sunday afternoon as well, skin for skin. So keep your eye out for that. Now, you can download these podcasts by going to my Facebook page. It's WGOD Radio. And my internet page, WGODontheair.net. That's all the info you need to know for now. Let's get into the Word of God now. Now, we've gone through the seven seals. Now, there's 21 judgments in the book of Revelation. Seven seals, and then there's seven trumpets, and then there are the seven bowl judgments here. Now, we've gone through the seals. As a matter of fact, we're going to look at the last seal right now, and then the last seal will initiate the seven trumpets. That's how this goes. The last seal initiated the first trumpet. The last trumpet initiates the first bowl judgment, or vial, as it has in the King James Version. So we're in Revelation chapter 8. This is under the subject heading, the seventh seal and the golden censer. Now, when he opened the seventh seal, silence occurred in heaven for about half an hour. Now, why the silence? Well, I'll tell you why. It is in awe and anticipation over what is about to happen. You see, this is a breathless expectancy of these judgments that are about to fall on mankind. Half an hour of silence. You can probably hear a pin drop in heaven right now at this, in anticipating these seven trumpets. This is what happens at the seventh seal. Now, when he opened the seventh seal, silence occurred in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stood before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar, and much incense was given to him, so that he could fill it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which is before the throne. And the smoke of the incense went up with the prayers of the saints out of the hand of the angel before God. That's an awesome thing. You know, perhaps you could say, well, that's the prayers of the saints, of the tribulation saints. I don't buy that. I think this is your prayer, friend. This is your prayer. Have you ever felt sometimes that your prayers just don't go above the ceiling of your own house? Now, I've said this before when we looked at this, and I'll say it again for those of you who might just be tuning in right now. Have you ever felt that way? That your prayers just don't get out of your own house? They don't get out of your own prayer closet? They don't get out of your bedroom? Maybe they don't get off of the roof rack of your car when you're driving to work saying your prayers. Have you ever felt that way? Well, I want you to see what God thinks of your prayers. Look at this verse here again. It says here, there's a golden censer filled with your prayers and with a sweet-smelling incense. In a golden, in other words, they're precious. They're precious to him. Your prayers, the prayers of your little girl or your little boy, you and your family, your prayers are precious to God. Now, even though you might not see an answer to your prayers right now, I want you to see what God thinks about your prayers. They're precious in his sight. They are in a golden, representing it's precious, representing purity and incense. They burned incense in the temple, pleasing aroma, incense offered up to God. This is what God thinks about incense. God says in the book of Malachi, they will continually burn incense to me. God loves incense. Sometimes they throw the baby out with the bathwater here, and people don't like incense. They say, oh, that's a Catholic thing. Well, let me tell you what. God likes incense. God loves incense. God says they will burn incense before me continually. And your prayers are like sweet-smelling incense to God. That's what he thinks about your prayers. Verse 5 again. Now the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and he cast it to the earth. And there was thunders and voices and lightnings and an earthquake. You know, I want to go back again to your prayers before God and incense. It says in Malachi, I just took a second off here to go find this verse. In Malachi chapter 1, verse 11, it says, for from the rising of the sun, even to its going down, my name will be great among the Gentiles. In every place, incense shall be offered to my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. God loves incense. And guess what? God loves your prayers as well. That's what God thinks about your prayers. It's like incense to him. I want to encourage you here today to keep on praying, to be persistent in your prayers, even if you don't see the answer. So let's camp out here for today. Each day we look for a truth that the Holy Spirit's shining the light on. And today it's don't give up on your prayers. God cares about you. Your prayers are like incense to him. They are in a golden censer That was that big metal thing. If you've ever been to it, like I grew up in an Episcopal church, and a couple times a year, they had this brass censer hanging on a chain, and they would put incense in it, and they would swing it back and forth at the procession to start the service. It was really on Easter and Christmas, or a Christmas Eve, a midnight service is when they did it. They didn't do it every week. It was a special thing when they did that. And the incense smelled so good. And that's what God thinks about your prayers. Let me encourage you today, friends. Don't give up praying. Don't give up. Your prayers matter to God. Just remember, He doesn't necessarily answer the prayers in your timetable, but He answers them in His. There's an old saying that God is seldom early, but He's never late. So wait on the Lord. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up on wings as eagles. They will run and not grow weary. Don't give up. Your prayers matter to God. He hears your prayers. It's as incense to Him. That's what He thinks and cares about your prayers. So just let me encourage you today, if you're going through a rough time right now and a trial, not to give up. Keep on praying. Wait on the Lord. Now in verse 7, we see the first angel sounded his trumpet, and there was hail and fire having been mixed with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the earth was burned up, a third of the trees were burned up, and all of the green grass was burned up. This is what happens at the first trumpet here. Isn't it funny, too? Hail. You know, God told Job way back, let's see, how many years ago was this? This was some 4,000 years ago. This is what God said to Job. In chapter 38, verse 22, it says, this is God speaking to Job, "Have you entered the treasury of snow, or have you seen the treasury of hail, which I have reserved for the time of trouble, for the day of battle and war?" Well, you see, this is what God's talking about here. It's right here during this time. We're also going to see later on, I think it's chapter 9 here coming up in a couple days, we're going to see hail the size of a talent. Now, a talent here, all depending on your unit of measure, it's either 75 pounds to 130 pounds is a talent of hail that's going to fall on people here. But this hail has been reserved. It's in its own room. It's sort of like, you know, a broom closet. You know, you're walking around and you see all these different rooms up there. There's a door up there in heaven, and it's got written on the outside, it says, "Hail." And it's been reserved since eternity past. It's been waiting for the hour, day, month, and year for the Lord to unleash this. And this finally here is going to be coming up here soon. When this stuff happens, a third of the earth will be burned up, a third of all the trees will be burned up, and all the green grass is going to be burned up. So that's where we're at here. We'll pick it up right here, here coming up next week as we get back into chapter 8 in our study here in Revelation verse by verse. Again, I'd love to see you out at Island this weekend, Sunday morning at 10:30 for this message, Skin for Skin. And join us again right here for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time.